Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Chet. There have been many references throughout the first seven prakim of Hilchot Tshuva to the concept of Olam Haba as a great reward. To be deprived of Olam Haba is the ultimate punishment. But what exactly is Olam Haba? This was a topic of controversy between different schools of thought among the Rishonim. Some, like the Ramban, as well as the Ravid, as we'll see shortly, equate Olam Haba with Triyat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead. There will be some point in the future when all tzaddikim from throughout history will come back to life. The laws of nature will change, and there will be miracles, including the miracle of eternal life in the new resurrected bodies. This will be the era of Olam Haba, in which ultimate reward will be given to each person according to what he deserves. What about Rishaim, who have no share in Olam Haba? They will suffer the punishment of Gehenim, which some Rishonim believe to be a physical fire, in which their resurrected bodies will be burnt for eternity. Or, according to the Ramban, who believe that Rishaim don't get to experience Tchiyat HaMetim at all, their bodies aren't resurrected, Gehenim is a spiritual fire in which the souls of these Rishaim will suffer some kind of torment. The Rambam, as we'll see in this perek, has a very different view of Olam Haba. He does not consider it to be a future historical era at all, but something which already exists, though without any real concept of place nor of time. We do not perceive it during our lives because it is a world of pure spirit with no physicality, accessible only to a soul detached from its body after death. And by soul, or nefesh, the Rambam clarifies in Halacha Gimel of this perek that he means the intellect, which is unique to humans, not the kind of soul which is also shared by animals and is responsible for basic thoughts and activities critical to life. This is a distinction which we saw earlier in Hilchot Yesod HaTorah, Perek Dalid, and the Rambam refers to that here. The ultimate reward for this intellectual soul of a person who has gained knowledge of God throughout his human life and who has lived that life serving God is to experience the intense knowledge of God which is only possible in the entirely spiritual existence of Olam Haba. What about Rishaim, who have no share in Olam Haba? And what does the Rambam think about Tchiyat HaMetim and Gehenim, two concepts which do not appear at all in our perek, or indeed in all of Hilchot Tshuva? We'll address those questions as we go through the perek. Halacha Aleph. Hatova hatzifuna latzadikim hi chayei haolam haba, vehem hachayim she'en imahen mavet, vehatova she'en imah ra'ah. Hu shekatuv batorah, leman yitavlach v'harachta yamim. Mipi ha-shmua lamdu, leman yitavlach le'olam shekulo tov. When the Torah speaks of long life, arichut yamim, as a reward for performing mitzvot, the reference in general is not to life in this world, but rather to the eternal world of Olam Haba. Schara tzadikim, hu sheizku le'noam ze, v'yu b'tova zo, ufe'ra'on harishayim hu shelo yizku l'chayim elu, ela yikartu v'yamutu, v'chol mi she'eino zoche l'chayim elu, hu hamet she'eino chaya le'olam, ela nichrat birisho, va'aved kabehema, v'zehu hakaret hakatuv b'torah. Tzadikim get to benefit from this world, and the ultimate punishment of the Rasha is simply that he does not get to benefit from it. His soul simply dies and ceases to exist like that of an animal. This, the Rambam says, is the punishment of karet that the Torah assigns for especially severe sins. The guest of Mishnah finds difficulty with the Rambam here, as he seems to suggest that karet is the only punishment for a Rasha. What about all those who are guilty of sins for which the punishment isn't karet? And even among those who don't get a share in Olam Haba, is there no distinction between worse sinners who get a more severe punishment and lesser sinners who get a lighter one? The Ramban, in his work Sha'ar HaGmul, offers an explanation of the Rambam and is quoted here by the Haga'ot Maimoniot. He suggests that this is where the concept of Gehenim comes in. The Rambam said earlier in Paragimel Halacha Hei that Rishaim, even those who do have a share in Olam Haba, get judged according to their actions. Danin otam kefi chataotehem, a clear reference to some other kind of punishment after death. This may be the equivalent of what other Rishonim call Gehenim, and is a way both to punish Rishaim who don't deserve karet and have a share in Olam Haba, and to inflict additional punishment on the souls of those especially guilty Rishaim who deserve more than just karet. So they get this punishment of Gehenna before their souls simply die. Continuing to Halacha Bet, Ha'olam haba ein bo guf ugvia, ela nafshot ha-tzadikim bilvad belo guf kemalachei ha-sharet, ho'il ve'ein bo gviot, ein bo lo achila velo shtia velo davar mikol ha-divarim shegufot bnei ha-adam tzrichin lahem ba'olam hazeh. ולא יאירה בו דבר מן הדברים שמערעין לגופות בעולם הזה, כגון ישיבה ועמידה ושינה ומיטה ועצב ושחוק וכיוצא בהן. כך אמרו חכמים הראשונים, העולם הבא אין בו לא אכילה ולא שתייה ולא תשמיש, אלא צדיקים יושבין ועטרותיהם בראשיהם ונהנין מזיו השכינה. There are no physical bodies in עולם הבא. Hence, no physical activities like eating or drinking, sitting, standing, sleeping, or laughing. The Gemara in Brachot says that in Olam Haba, tzaddikim will sit with crowns on their heads and benefit from the presence of the Shekhinah. But the Rambam goes on in the rest of this halacha to explain this entire statement metaphorically. Yoshvim doesn't mean sitting. It means existing without any work or exertion. The crowns on the heads of the tzaddikim are a reference to their knowledge of God, which allowed them entry into Olam Haba in the first place. And the benefit they get from being in the presence of God refers to the additional knowledge of God they are able to achieve in the purely spiritual existence of Olam Haba, now that they are detached from the physical bodies which limited their understanding of God during their lifetimes. The Ravid has a hasaga on this halacha in which he accuses the Rambam of denying Tchiyat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead. As we explained earlier, for the Ravid and many other Rishonim, the concepts of Tchiyat HaMetim and Olam Haba are inextricably linked together. If the Rambam sees Olam Haba as purely spiritual, then what place is there for Tchiyat HaMetim? Wouldn't resurrection be a punishment for the souls of tzaddikim by forcing them to abandon the intense spiritual and intellectual pleasure of Olam Haba in order to once again inhabit a physical body? Indeed, even though the Rambam counts Tchiyat HaMetim as one of his 13 principles of faith, in accordance with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that one who rejects it has no share in Olam Haba, many people in the Rambam's own time accused him of paying lip service to this concept, but not really believing in it. As the Rambam never elaborates upon this idea of Tchiyat HaMetim, and the whole idea seems to undermine the Rambam's entire conception of the ultimate good being purely spiritual. The Rambam eventually wrote a treatise called Ma'amar Tchiyat HaMetim to explain his view. He emphasized that he absolutely believes that Tchiyat HaMetim will happen, but it will not be followed by eternal life, as the Ramban and Ravid believe. Tzadikim will return to life, perhaps in order to do more mitzvot and attain a greater knowledge of God than they did in their first sojourn in the physical world. And then they will die again, and their souls will return to Olam Haba. So even as the Rambam emphasized that he accepts the truth of Tchiyat HaMetim as a future historical event, he insists that there is a great conceptual distance between this event and the ultimate reward of Olam Haba. We discussed the first part of Halacha Gimel in the introduction, so skipping to a few lines into Halacha Gimel. Chayim elu, lefi she'ein imahen mavet, she'ein ha-mavet ela mima oraot ha-guf, ve'ein sham guf, nikru'u tzror ha-chayim, שנאמר, והייתה נפש אדוני צורה בצורה חיים את השם אלוקיך ואת נפש אויביך יקל ענה. וזהו השכר שאין שכר למעלה ממנו והטובה שאין אחריה טובה, והיא שהתאהבו כל הנביאים. The reward of Olam Haba is that which all the Nevi'im long to achieve, and it has many names in the Sifrei Nevi'im and in Tehillim. The one most commonly used today is Tzror HaChayim, bundle of life, which is used by Avigail in Sefer Shmuel Aleph when she gives a bracha to David. The acronym Taf Nun Tzadi Bet He, commonly appearing on tombstones, stands for Tehei Nishmato Tzura B'Tzror HaChayim, essentially a wish for the soul of the deceased to have a share in Olam Haba. In Halacha Dalid, the Rambam proceeds to list 9 other names by which the Nevi'im refer to Olam Haba, including well-known phrases from davening, like Heichal Hashem and Mekom Kodesho. And he notes that Chazal refer to it as a si'uda, a meal, despite their assertion that the Rambam mentioned earlier that there is no eating and drinking in Olam Haba. This use of the term si'uda for Olam Haba comes up both in Pirkei Avot, in Perek Gimel, Hakol Mitukan La'si'uda, and in a Gemara at the end of Masechet Pesachim. But the Ravid raises a difficulty with the Rambam from that Gemara in Pesachim. Not only does it say there that the tzaddikim partake of a meal in Olam Haba, it continues that when the time comes to bench at the end of the meal, Hashem offers the kos shel bracha to the avot, who don't take it, and finally gives it to David HaMelech to lead the zimun. How can this be understood if the seudah is metaphorical and there is no eating and drinking in Olam Haba? The Kesef Mishnah answers that the Rambam would understand that Gemara as referring not to Olam Haba, but to the period of Tchiyat HaMeitim, and the seudah is a literal seudah. When the Rambam says here that Chazal referred to Olam Haba as a seudah, he was referring to the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, and not to the Gemara Masechet. The Kesef Mishnah questions how the Ravid would understand the statement of Chazal from Masechet Brachot, which the Rambam quoted in Halacha Bet, that there is no eating and drinking in Olam Haba. And the Ravid does not provide an answer to this question. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam lists terms which appear in the Nevi'im and Tehillim for the punishment of Karet, the death of the soul, which does not merit entry into Olam Haba. These include Be'er Shachat, Avadon, and other phrases denoting irrevocable destruction. Halacha Vav. Shema tekal be'inecha tova zo, utdameh she'ein schar ha-mitzvot ve'hayot ha-adam shalem b'darchei ha-emet, ela li'oto ochel v'shote machalot tovot, uvo'el tzurot na'ot, v'lovesh bigdei shesh v'rikma, v'shochein ba'ohlei shen, u'mishtamesh b'chlei chesef v'zahav, u'dvarim ha-domin la'elu, k'mo shumidamin elu ha-arviyim, ha-tipshim, ha-evilim, ha-shtufim b'zima. Do not think that the reward for doing mitzvot is anything physical, like eating and drinking delicious foods, sexual pleasure, wearing beautiful clothes, or living in a beautiful home. This is a mistaken belief which the Rambam attributes to Arabs. Aval chachamim uvalei de'a yedu shekol hadvarim ha'elu divrei havai vehevel hein, ve'ein bahen tochelet, ve'einam tova gdola etzleinu ba'olam hazeh, ela mipnei she'anu balei guf ugviya. V'chol ha'dvarim ha'elu tzorchei ha'guf hein, v'ein ha'nefesh mit'ava lehem u'mchamadetan, ela mipnei tzorch ha'guf, kedei shimtza chefzo v'yamod al buryo, u'vizman she'ein sham guf nimtzu kol ha'dvarim ha'elu b'telim. Those physical pleasures are desired only by the body and have no significance after death. The soul has no wish for them at all, nor do they serve any purpose for the soul. Hatova hagdola shetiye ba hanefesh ba'olam haba, ein sham derech ba'olam hazeh lahasigabo veleida ota. She'ein anu yodin ba'olam hazeh ela tovat haguf, vela anu mitavim. Aval ota tova gdola ad ma'od, ve'ein la erech batovot shel olam hazeh ela derech mashal. There is no way for a person trapped in his physical body to comprehend olam haba. There is no comparable experience in the physical world. When David HaMelech said in Tehillim, in the Mizmor of the David Hashem Ori, which we recite twice a day, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hoshana Rabbah, Lulei Hemanti Lirot Betuv Hashem Be'eretz HaChayim, he is expressing a longing for the boundless good of Olam Haba, that is, Eretz HaChayim, the land of true life, which cannot be understood or expressed in terms of worldly pleasures. The Rambam goes on in Halacha Zayin to clarify that all the descriptions of the Nevi'im of a future time of prosperity and plentiful bounty do not refer to Olam Haba, but rather to Yemot HaMashiach, a period in the future when the Jewish people regain sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael and lead lives of Torah there. The Rambam will have more to say about Yemot HaMashiach in the next parak. There is no description of Olam Haba in the Nevi'im because no one has any way to describe it in a comprehensible manner. As Yeshayahu said about Olam Haba, Ayin lo ra'ata Elokim zulatcha. Only Hashem sees it. No human being can do so. The Rambam concludes the parak in Halacha Chet by emphasizing the point we made earlier, that the word Haba does not imply that Olam Haba is some future historical period. It already exists and is only referred to as the world to come because every individual comes to it only after he first lives his life in this world, in which the soul is contained in a physical body. Zeh shekaru oto chachamim haolam haba, lo mipnei she'eino matsui ata, v'zeh haolam oved v'achar kach yavo oto haolam. Ein hadavar kein, ela areihu matsui ve'omed, shnemar asher tzafanta pa'alta. The pasuk in Tehillim referring to Olam Haba says that God hid it for the tzaddikim and has already made it. It already exists. It's not for the future. V'lo kira'uhu ha'olam haba, ela mipnei she'otan ha'chayim ba'in lo la'adam achar chayei ha'olam hazeh, shanu kaimin bo beguf v'nefesh. V'zehu ha'nimtza l'chol adam barishona.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah.
If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.